for the last time in the regular season, the Between the Lines post grading report, and we start it with this. Division champions, your Minnesota Vikings, winners in Green Bay. It's like a home game right now. You can hear the crowd behind us. How about that game?
Yeah,
emotional, exciting, draining, yep. But exhilarating.
Yeah, there's so many things to talk about on my radio show on The Fan this week for you to write about and for us to do with the Vikings Entertainment Network at Vikings.com. It's unbelievable. The game Eric Hendricks played tonight was phenomenal. The fact that Aaron Rodgers was able to get that snap off with less than a second to go and he fired into the end zone like he did against the Lions when Richard Rodgers came down with it. Xavier Rhodes got his first interception in more than a year. Captain Munnerlyn with the scoop and score. Everson Griffin with a giant sack. Injuries bear following all week. I mean, yeah. It's what an emotional night in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But I can't stress how proud I am to call games for an organization that is run by Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. I mean, Rick has established a young team that's going to be good for many, many years. And Zimmer's leadership as a head coach he's as good as you're going to find. And I'm very emotional right now because it was just so much fun tonight.
The Vikings go into the playoffs now, Paul, with a home game and peaking, dare I say. I mean, playing extremely well to end the season. A loss at Arizona, but in very good form. Beating the Bears and Giants the way they did and playing the way they played here tonight, a place they had not won since 2009, winning a division title for the first time since 2009. They are in good form right now. Injuries aside, the way the team is playing stylistically is A-plus right now.
Well, you're looking for a signature win. And, you know, those who want to be negative on the situation and, you know, look at the 11-5 and say, okay, you've beaten a bunch of non-playoff teams. That's pretty much what Green Bay has done, too, since early in the season when it beat Seattle with a losing record and Kansas City with a losing record. It's very difficult to win in the National Football League. Arizona was playing for a one seed in the NFC today, and Seattle went down and absolutely wrecked the Arizona Cardinals. It's a unpredictable, wide-open league. I'm super proud to have seen what the Vikings have done, and they got your signature win today. If you win at Lambeau Field in week 17 with the division on the line and Aaron Rodgers in the lineup, you have accomplished something. Well done.
11-5 here in Minnesota Vikings, division champions, a home playoff game on Sunday at noon against the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to be a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun tonight. 20-13 winners, your Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau Field to win the division again. Sunday at noon against the Seahawks, and the wild card round is up next. That's the Between the Lines postgame report from Lambeau Field, where the Vikings have won, and I think we need to cap it with a PA leap.
A what?
At Lambeau Field. A PA leap. PA leap.
Are you kidding me? I'm going
to
be 50 years of age Wednesday. What if I tear my ACL and I can't? What the hell?
Happy birthday.